after a very robust scientific survey that we issued last year, we were able to gather data from 393 adults who live in a defective concrete home. The findings are quite staggering, and I'll just give a pre-warning to any listeners. People hopefully won't be triggered by this in any way, and if they are, to contact their GP or any other support that might be available to them. What we found, because we used a measure, very robust measures to measure depression and anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, complex post-traumatic stress disorder and suicidal ideation. And we found that 38.4% of the people who completed the survey had indicators of severe depression. And there was 26.2% had scored severe anxiety. Now, just to explain that those are not just mild levels or moderate, these are cut-off scores to indicate severe indicators of depression and anxiety. And indeed, the severe depression findings are three times higher than the Irish general population, another survey that was carried out before. Similarly, for the anxiety indicators here, it's again severe levels of anxiety at 26.2%. And again, that's four times higher than the Irish general population as well. So these are really significant and really worrying findings that we have sourced. The other two indicators in relation to trauma, the post-traumatic stress disorder indicator was 4.9, so almost 5%. And this is twice as high, again, as the Irish general population. And I suppose more startling for us as psychologists who are analysing this data, the complex post-traumatic stress disorder indicator was quite high at 15.5%. And again, this is twice as high as the Irish general population. The one that we were very worried about was the suicidal ideation. We found that more than a third, that's 35.5% of people who completed this survey reported suicidal ideation or thoughts. And this we asked very specifically if this happened after their properties were suspected to have been affected by defective concrete. The last, I suppose, part of the findings, and this, there's a lot more to report, and we are still continually analysing the data. But one of the other things we found was that what predicted some of these levels, particularly the depression and the post-traumatic stress disorder and the suicide ideation, we found that people's safety fears were one of the key significant predictors of severe levels of depression, complex PTSD and the suicidal ideation, and displacement, people being displaced and having to relocate, predicted severe levels of anxiety. So overall, the study is really significant because it's the first time we've been able to carry out a robust, ethically approved study that shows scientific evidence from a representative sample that the people who are experiencing and living in this crisis have a profound level of distress that they and their families are living with. And I suppose one of the key things that we wanted to say here is that we really think that the Irish government need to respond to this quite urgently and to provide mental health support in particular to people who may need it. So that's, I suppose, a quick summary of what we found so far. So the study is ongoing. We will report more over the next coming months. But that is our initial prevalence rates of the mental health impact on people here living under this crisis.
And those figures are indeed stark. You mentioned there the Irish government. Obviously, homes need to be fixed. But how important do you believe mental health needs to be taken into this? And how urgent do you believe that supports need to be put in place?
Well, because we were able to compare the statistics, and not just, at, as I said before, mild to moderate levels, these were severe levels, we were able to compare these and match them to the Irish population previous surveys, and we're able to tell you that they are higher, as I said, sometimes two to four times higher than the general Irish population. So from that point of view, there has to be an urgent address of this and an urgent attention to provide the psychological support that people may need. It's very difficult for anyone to be able to say that they're feeling distressed by this, but this indicates that people are, and it validates. And it validates, and we're listening to people, and this validates very clearly what they're going through, and that we have some understanding and some compassion and some empathy for what people are enduring. And we believe that the Irish government really needs to respond to this urgently and to prevent any further psychological harm. I think one thing that's important to highlight is the reasons why people may be experiencing, particularly the complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And just if I can explain, complex post-traumatic stress disorder occurs in people when they're experiencing a significant amount of distress over a longer period of time. And it's that chronic toxic stress that people are enduring that contributes to those particularly high rates. And indeed, you know, people may be getting to a point where they're feeling, you know, potentially suicidal. And we know as well that what predicts suicide and suicide ideation is when people feel a sense of hopelessness, or they feel a sense of defeat, or a sense of entrapment. And these chronic levels of distress contribute to all of that. But we have to say too that the schemes that have been in place, the redress schemes, I know there's two, they've been altered a couple of times, but there's still problems with it. People are still not getting things addressed quicker in a more timely fashion, and not having things sorted out with less bureaucracy and less paperwork. Those kinds of things just add to people's levels of distress that are already there. So we would be urging the government to really take this very seriously. This is a very robust scientific piece of work. It is under peer review at the minute to be published, and we do think it has to be taken and addressed very quickly, as quick as possible. So that would be what our interpretation of the findings mean, particularly when we try it. When as psychologists, we understand what it means to experience complex PTSD. So the risk factors that we've highlighted here are we know that the safety fears, people feeling afraid living in their home and being afraid for their family or their children or their loved one or someone who's elderly and vulnerable, all of those play a significant role in this. And I think the government really needs to support providing not only, number one, psychological support, but also trying to implement a more fit-for-purpose government grant scheme that will reduce, not exacerbate, levels of distress that people are currently experiencing.